From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. is expected to slow its troop drawdown from Afghanistan. When U.S. President Barack Obama leaves office in 2017, there will still be about 5,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. That information comes from senior administration officials, thus casting aside the president's promise to end the war on his watch and instead ensuring he hands the conflict off to his successor. Obama had originally planned to pull out all but a small embassy-based U.S. military presence by the end of next year, a timeline coinciding with the final weeks of his presidency. However, military leaders argued for months that the Afghans needed additional assistance and support from the U.S. to beat back a resurgent Taliban and hold on to gains made over the past 14 years of American bloodshed and billions of dollars in aid. The president is scheduled to announce the changes Thursday morning from the White House. Russian President Vladimir Putin is slamming the U.S. stance on the Syrian conflict as unconstructive. That after Washington declined to take part in high-level bilateral negotiations on coordinating military activity in Syria. The comments come a day after the U.S. and Russia wrapped up a third round of lower-level talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria, where both countries are conducting separate airstrike campaigns. Both the U.S. and Russia say progress was being made during the video conference talks Wednesday, which Washington said were focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. A U.S. State Department spokesman said the U.S. continues to show a willingness to talk with Russian authorities. This is VOA News.